Okay, so in the middle of the sugya of the Nidon Bar Chiyuva, right, this Ptur, the Gemara mentions that if the Nidon is considered a Bar Chiyuva at the time of the Edus, of the Edim Zomim, so then there's not going to be a Din of Hazana. So we pointed out, yesterday we started developing the first Mahalach, and today we're going to get to the second Mahalach. Right, so the first Mahalach, right, so the core question of the sugya is, how do you define, what is Koveya Bar Chiyuva, right? What determines when the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal? So the first Mahalach adopted by Rashi and Tosfos is that the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal when we basically attain a certain certainty, right? A Karov Levadai, that the Nidon will become Chayev, right? When there's certainty, when there's Karov Levadai, that the Nidon will be Chayev, so then he's considered Bar Chiyuva, and then the Edim Zomim are Pater. We point out that the Lamdas is very Mistaver. I'm just saying it's up here, everyone. Right, the Lamdas is very mistaber, that if you think that Hazama, that the Mechayev of Hazama is the Hefsid, that the Zomim were attempted to cause the that the Zomim attempted to cause to the Nidon, then it's very mistaber that the Koveya for the Baruch Yuvah will be when it's certain, when it's Karov Levadai, that the Nidon will be Chayev anyways, then there was no Hefsid. But when it's only a Safek, whether the Nidon will become Chayev, so then the Edim Zomim, their Edus, will have attempted to be Mavsid, the Zomim. So that is Ad Kan, the first approach. We saw is adopted, most likely, according to Rashi, and at least according to one Daya in Tosos. We're going to see that there's a whole another Mahalach in the Sugya, adopted by Achronim, and explicitly by Achronim, and implicitly by certain Deos in Rishonim as well. And that says that the Koveya of Bar Chiyuva is not when it becomes Karov Levadai that the Nidon will become Chayev, but rather, how do you say it? What is the Koveya of Bar Chiyuva? Exactly. When the fundamental Chiyuv is Chal. Right? The fundamental Shas Chiyuva. Right? That when the fun, you can't say Gemara Dinka doesn't apply by everything, by Mama, right? According to the second Mahalach, the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva is when fundamentally the Shas Chiyuv is. So we'll see. For Knas and Fashos, when is the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Knas Chal? At the Gemara Din, exactly. But when it comes to Mamon, when is the Shas Chiyuvo by Mamon? The Shas Misa. Exactly, it is the Shas Maisa, and therefore, according to the second Mahalach, the chilik that we have between the Fashas and Kenosas on the one hand, and Mamonos on the other hand, is not because of all the chances of Chiyuv, like Rashi and Tosfos said, but it's rather more a fundamental chilik of when is the Shas Chiyuv, right? For Nefashos and Kenosas, it's Gemar Din. By Mamon, it is the Shas Maisa. So let's see how this all plays out in the Mefarshim, then we have to analyze the basis of this Mahalach. So, at least the first person to say this, like this, on the... Sorry, I can't say that even. The first person on the daf who says this explicitly is... Explicitly, I'd say, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Generally, I always go in chronological order when I present the Mefarshim, like, Peshitta. But in this context, I'm going to go first for the Achronim who say it explicitly, and then we'll present the Rishonim who say it implicitly. Honestly, if you didn't have the Achronim, it would be, harder to see whether the Rishonim are saying this. So we're going to first present the Achronim who say this explicitly, and then we'll move on to the Rishonim, against the way we normally do it. So first, we'll say Achronim on the Daf is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Gilyon HaShas, very, very famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger, again, commenting on Tosos, is basically asking on Tosos, why are you ignoring a more, Pashat Chilik to be made? Yeshua, would you mind? Sure. So in the Gilyon HaShas? The Gemara? The Gilyon. See, Tosos Dior Maschil. Yeah. Tzmini. Tzmehani. Tamua.
Lamai Hutzrichul.
Lamai Hutzrichul. Right? Lamai Hutzrichul is that. Why does Tosos have to give this? Because there's like this technical chiluk about when it becomes Karav Levandai, they're going to come. The impact of Tisha v'Chakira. Why come on to that technical chiluk of when it becomes known the Nidon become Chayev? V'lopi Pshuto is a more Pashut chiluk.
Do Mamon after Lika Eden Klau Ella Hu Ba'asma Omer Lo Ki Ella Levisi
the Erev Shabbos
Olevis
Obe Beis Shabbos. So in the case of Mamon, even if you don't have Eden on the Chiyuv, just the fact that the guy is mode.
Mikomakom leka din hazama de hiidu
barchiyuba. And when it comes to mamon, as long as the edus, the original edus of the zomim, comes after the time where the original mice ahalva took place, there's not going to be hazama because it's already a barchiyuba status.
De after below edim lo haya besten yichol mechava.
Even though without Edim, there's no way, right, for to forcibly collect the mamon.
He by himself, by knowing the truth, is a barchiyuva.
He's saying fundamentally, the chi of mamon was chal already the shas maisa, the shas halva. The fact that we can't collect, it's technical. Beis Din can't force you to collect until there is edus. But fundamentally, if we're talking about when the chi was chal, the chi was chal already at the shas mais. Mashinke. Right. When it comes to right knas, right. Fundamentally, there is no chi of even bidei shemayim to pay. The kol is
not.
Comes to Knas, before the Gemara Din, before Beis Din is Mechayev you, there's no Chiyuv at all. So, right, so far he's saying, fundamental Chiluk by Mamon, the reason why the Bar Chiyuva status, by the Bar Chiyuva status is Chal earlier, the Shas Maisa, because that's when the fundamental Shas Chiyuv kicks in. But by Knas, the fundamental Shas Chiyuv is only at the Gemara Din. And then he quotes Sosus and Kesubis, which we'll get back to later, Mirz Hashem. Right, and then it's V'chem B'dinei Nefashos.
V'chem B'dinei Nefashos du ma she'yodea ha'emesh shaharad lav bar ketala ve'ein ha'olav chiyuv klal ha'ames es asmo ve'lika chiyuv rak al pi psak besmo.
Same thing by or the realm of Nefashos. Just because you know that you killed someone, that doesn't make you fundamentally chayev. Right, he gives an example. Therefore, you're not chayev, you know, obviously, to give up yourself, to kill yourself. Right, but the chiyuv is only chal, right, at the psak din. Okay, so again, the Rav Kvieger famously develops this very fundamental chiluk between the shas chiyuvo of mamon between mamon on the one hand and knas and nefashos on the other hand. Yeah.
What does it make of the emphasis he puts on the yodea hemes? Like, why does it matter that he whether or not he knows?
Because by mamon, that's the kovei.
But isn't it because objectively, like, there's a chiyuv gavra objectively? But why does it matter that he knows? Why does he put the emphasis on yodea hemes?
I think that's, to him, that's just the simen, meaning that when you know in mamon, right, so then you're chayev because the koveya is the maisa. Here, because the, meaning, if the mechayev was the maisa ritzicha, you could have said, oh, when you murder, you're chayev misa, so then the fact that you know that the maisa took place, I think yediyah is awareness of the maisa.
It's not an equal, is it?
No, of course not. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just, to him, it's the simen. How do you highlight whether it's the ma'isa that's mechayev, the awareness of the ma'isa is taking place, but not that, yeah, there's no, like, you know, t'nai of yediyah.
He knows he killed someone.
Exactly, just, yeah, exactly.
To be clear, we only know that he knows that he's chayev because the mazimim say that there's a chiyuv before
the
mosque, right?
Because, the mazimim, yeah, exactly.
He doesn't have to actually know it,
right? No, exactly. 100%, good. Right, so, again, so Rav Kvieger, again, is the first one to explicitly, you know, because on the daf, you know, draw this chiluk, you know, to offer this alternative shot, and what is the koveya for bar chiyuva? And again, this is very important. Rabbi Kivager himself is wondering why Tosas himself rejects this chiluk. We'll see. Maybe Tosas doesn't reject this chiluk. Maybe there is a daya in Tosas that agrees with this. We'll get that soon. Right, but still within the, you know, the realm of the Acharonim who say this explicitly, and after Rabbi Kivager on the daf slightly earlier, who says this also. The Gra, in Adaras Aliyah, right? The Adaras Aliyah is the parish of the Gra Al Torah. Gra comes a little bit before Kvieger, but, you know, the Gra is not Al Daf, but the Gra also seems to, you know, understand that the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva, again, is the timing of the fundamental Shas Chiyuva. Eitan, would you mind?
Yeah. Minei Shakra Eid, Shakra Nabachiv, Shemaz Misa Dine Knasos, Imi Idu Al Ha'adam, Shargis Chaver, Bechayva Misa Omakos O Knas, Edom Avri Mano Isem, Afsha Edom Achirim Bova Amru Asha Emes, Hu Shenerag, Shenerag, Rak Lob Oso Ayom, Hu Yom Achir.
Alpha Pekin.
Alpha Pekin. Yes, Kuyam, Baham, Kashir Zamam.
Is the key line.
Shevisha, Shedabru Alav, Lo yachayev adayin misa. Shelo ba'idim adayin.
Exactly. Right, because when it comes to misa, he adds malchus and right and knasos. So there, it doesn't matter that the misa had preceded right the edus of the zomim. At the end of the day, there wasn't the chiyuv hasn't yet been chal because Edim and the Gemara Din haven't yet you know generated that
chiyuv.
Right, exactly. Same thing with Knossos, that the chiyuv Knossos is only chal once there's a Gemara Din.
Af al pi shach ishu edim rishonim b'imanu ayisem lo mekayim b'am kasher zomam yishem shelo sidu baza she mamon chayev af lo bezdin.
By mamon, as long as the maisa, which maisa mechayev, right, whether it be the halva or the gneva, as long as the maisa took place for the edus of the zomim, so then it's not going to be kasher zomam because the bar chiyuva kicked in already at the shas chiyuv, which was the maisa itself. And then just the parshanut part, l'chein ksiv.
L'chein ksiv v'inei yishag ra'id.
Alright, so again, the pshat in the pasuk, which is saying that it has to be a complete sheker, right? That's only by mamon, right? Because when it comes to nefashos, you know, v'chule, comes to nefashos and kenasos, you can end up being chayev even if it wasn't sheker legamre, as long as you preceded the gemara the gemara. So you have the rekveger, you have the gra, and the ha'amik daber. And then it's Ziv also, I guess he says he's mechavin to this. He later saw it in the Grunt. Just go to the second page. We'll get back to the beginning earlier. Right, then it's Ziv. Avidan, you see three lines down, Val Kane?
Sure. The fact that we get rid of the Kefel if they gave true testimony, kind of enigma Dino, or the fellow Snato, or Dino Mamas, the Amr.
It's right. I don't benigmar dino lekatala ol
knasa.
That right. That's if right. There was a right, the gemar din by nefashos and knasos. I preceded the edus. Or when it comes to oh b'dinei nefasha. Sorry, b'dinei mamonos. Right. Very important line. But when it comes to mamonos, well, ivrush sadi el shakri, which means that the whole purpose of the edim is not to generate the chiyah, but just to be mevarer, just in case someone decides to lie. But in that case, right? Right, as long as, right?
True testimony, then he's already chayav.
Exactly, already at the shas ma'aseh.
So.
Exactly, and Zeh Yotzeh may also suge demakas. Right, so the way, so the Nativ, right, jumps on the bandwagon over to the Eger and the Grav, to say that the pshat and the suge, the chilek between mamonos on the one hand and nefashos, and knasos on the other hand is fundamentally when is the shaschiyev? Shaschiyev by knasos and nefashos is gemar din. Shaschiyev by mamon on the other hand is the maisa itself. Therefore, that accounts for these chilukim. And then at the end he adds is bothered by Rashi and Tosos similar to Rashi and Tosos. Exactly. So he says, oh, I don't know why Rashi and Tosfos have to come into these technical chilukim, what is karpel levandai, jushif hakira. It's a very fundamental chiluk, right? So again, both are kiveger and the Nitziv both like this pshat so much and are bothered by why Rashi and Tosfos ignore this seemingly more pashat chiluk in their minds. We'll see a little later, right? This goes with the Rafi earlier. From a Lambda standpoint, actually Rashi and Tosfos might be more pashat. So it's interesting that Rekuv Eger and the Nitziv are bothered by Rashi and why Rashi and Tosfos ignored this fundamental chiluk, right? Because in their minds, this is more a pasha chiluk. We'll see soon. Maybe from a Lambda standpoint, actually Rashi and Tosfos seem to make a little more sense.
Is it possible that Rekuv Eger distinguishes between Rashi and Tosfos, and that he only is challenging Tosfos and not Rashi?
Could be. You think? Because why does he say it on Tosfos and not Rashi?
Yeah.
Could be. Okay. Could be. Yeah. Open. Yeah, because again, Tosfos is more like explicit about the chiluk, but Rashi also brings up mamon. So yeah, that's an interesting question. Why he only brings it up in Tosfos and not Rashi, especially as we're about to say, it's ironic because the way we read it yesterday, Rashi only adopts the first mahalach of Karov Levadai, and it could be that Tosfos himself even has the fundamental chiluk. Even so, for some reason he picks on Tosfos. That's interesting. Yeah.
compares to the other. The Gemara says the reason why the Chatzu by Imam is Shalom of Sidur.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that. I'm not in love with that Lashon, but we'll get back to that. 100%. We'll get back to that. So before we see the Rishonim, who also seem to adopt the second Mahalach, that the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva is the fundamental Shas Chiyuv, just to point out, right, is there an afkamina, right, between these two Mahalachim? Right, beautiful in Lomdus, right, very different. What's the Koveya of Bar Chiyuva? Is it certainty that the Nidon be Chayiv, or is it the fundamental Shas Chiyuv? At the end of the day, stand more on the Gemara, it sounds like everyone agrees to the Dinim, everyone agrees that the timing of Bar Chiyuva for Knas and Nefashos is Gmar Din. The timing for Mamon is the Maisa. Is there any subtle nafkamina between these two Mahachim? So who provides a subtle nafkamina between them? Shmuel Rozhovsky, right? And he points out that, right, it's not so pashut that according to Rashi and Tosas in the first Mahalach, right, that the precise Koveya, the precise timing of the Gemar of the Bar Chiyuva is going to be the Gemar Din, right? Yes, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when's really the precise timing of when the Bar Chiyuva status kicks in according to Rashi and Tosfos?
When the Eidos.
Exactly. When you have the Kabbalah's Eidos with the drush, with the Drisha V'Chakira of the Eidos. Spell it out. Why is that the case?
Because at that point there's no more, he's Vadeg and Bichayev. There's no chance that it's gonna
beautiful, exactly. So Shmuel points out that, right, there could be a gap in between the Kabbalah's Eidos with the Drish V'Chakira of the Eidim and the Gemar Din. For whatever reason, right, let's say there's a day in between, right, for some reason, you know, Basil went to recess, right, they decided not to do the Gemar Din until 24 hours later. So what Shmuel points out is that if the Koveya is the first Mahalach of when you are certain, when there's a Kar of Levadai, that the Nidon will be Chayiv, so then that really takes place once you have the Kabbalah's Eidos, once you have the Drisha V'Chakira. Right? According to the way Tosa says it, is that the lack of certainty is because we're not sure Eidim are going to come. We're not sure whether they're going to get through the Drisha V'Chakira. But once they do come, and once they do get to the Drisha V'Chakira, so then you for sure are going to have a chiyuv. So if the koveya is when it's karav levandai that the nidon will be chayiv, says Rosh Shmuel, so the timing is not really, it's even earlier than the Gemara Din, already at the Kabbalah's Eidos in the Trisha V'Chakira. But according to the second Mahalach, that it's when the fundamental Shas chiyuv is, so again, when is the chiyuv knas, when is the chiyuv nefashos actually chal? At the Gemara Din. So therefore, says Rosh Shmuel, there ends up being this point in time where there's a nafkamina between the first Mahalach and the second Mahalach. Let's say the Edom Zomim gave the original Eidos post Drisha V'Chakira, pre Gemar Din. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Bar Chiyuva, they're going to be Pater. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Udimei, they're going to be Chayev, because at the end of the day, although we're certain that Nidon will become Chayev, at the end of the day, the Shas Chiyuv hasn't yet been Chal. And therefore, the Bar Chiyuva status has not been chal yet.
What is the Haman exactly? The Zomim come before the Maziman and say that that's when they
left. Or let's say...
You thought it was the Zomim come like on Monday, give their testament that there was the murder or whatever. Yeah. It has a murder, it's not Mamon. But there's a murder, there's something there from Isha. The next day, what we used to call the Rishonim, the Zomim come, and they say the first day the Mazimim come, second day the Zomim come, and then the third day the Mazimim say, wait, by the way, the Zomim were with us on the day they're testifying.
Okay, and that would be a case where you end up having
right. Is that what else would?
Yeah, I guess so. I have to think about it more, but I guess in order to construct that afkamina, okay, might have to come on to that. I hear that. Okay, good. So that would be an afkamina if you can come up with a case like a kivet is just constructed, where the edus, the original edus of the Zomim, took place in between, right, the Kabbalah's edus, and the Gemar Din. Fine. But before we fully analyze and flesh out, right, the lumdus behind the second Mahalach, let's see that. Although it's only explicit in the Achronim, that there are some indications that the several Rishonim also seem to, particularly Balei Tosas, seem to adopt this Mahalach, that the Koveya of Bar Chiyuva is the fundamental Shas Chiyuv. So which Rishonim adopt seems to say this? Tosas, right? Shmuel, where is the Tosas? Which Tosas? Do you remember? I think it's really the first one. I think it's the Dir Matzal de Be'im. Right? So right there, right, Tosas is trying to understand why is it, in the context of Nefashos, that the Gemar Din is the Koveya. So first, which is, right, first he quotes Rashi, rejects the Moda Bin Nefashos Pater. Then it says Vinir Lefarish, this is the first day, just for contrast. Exactly. So you're saying the reason why, right, before the Gemar Din is considered Eino Bar Chiyuva is because before the Gemar Din is the first day, but there's still a suffix whether he's going to become Chayiv, because you don't know whether the Eidim are going to come, number one, and the Im Yavo, and even if they do come. Exactly, and even if they do come, they might not, you know, pass the Jewish Vechakira. That was day number one. That was, you know, quoted yesterday. That it's all about, you know, when is the point of certainty? When do we become certain that the Nidon will become Chayiv? But now, right, underrated, right, the Tosos adds one more line. Another day. The oath. Oh. It's usher to kill the Nidon until the Gemar Din. And the question is, what does that have to do with the certainty of whether he's going to become Chayev? Doesn't seem to have to do with certainty at all. So Tosas in the second day of the Va'od seems to be adopting the second Mahalach, you know, precursor to Rukvi Eger. That really the Koveya of Gemar Din, the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva, or Bar Katala in this context, is not when it becomes certain that the Nidon will be Chayev like the first day. It's rather when is the fundamental Shas Chiyuv. And therefore he's saying, right, the time that the Nidon becomes a Gavr Katila, where you're no longer going to be Chayev if you kill him, that is a simen that the Shas Chiyuv Misa is Chal at Gemar Din. So when Tosa says Va'od She'aser Lahorgo Ach Yigmar Dino, that is a simen that the fundamental, formal Chiyuv Misa is only Chal at the Gemar Din. I'm going to take your question in a moment. And just then, when he's contrasting, Ubit Nigmar, right, and he says Ukishen Nigmar Dino, but once there's a Gemar Din, first he goes within the first Mahalach, the Kfar Vadai Bar Chiyuva Hu Hol Kfar Bo Edim Skavli Yusan. Right, that lines up with the first day. Once there's a Gemar Din, according to the first day, it's all about, oh, now there's Vodos, now there's certainty. That lines up the first day. But then he adds, V'har Hargo Putzer. According to the second day, the reason why the Gemar Din triggers Bar Chiyuva status, because at this point, right, there is a fundamental Chiyuv Misa, and therefore, Nav Kimina Vet is Har Hargo, someone who kills the Nidon will be Pater because you killed the Gavra Katila because there's a formal Chiyuv Misa. So again, in this second day, it seems to be that Tosos adopts this second Mahalach. So again, two days in Tosos, each one adopting each of these Mahalach. Yeah.
Can you say that your Chiyuv Misa, if you kill him because it's not Karbalade, that he's going to be Chiyuv anyway? And then opposed to, if it is Karbalade, he's going to be Chiyuv anyway, then you're not going to be Chiyuv Misa because you're killing the Gavra Katila.
One more time?
Meaning, just because Tosas is saying that it's also to kill him before the Gemar Din and your Pater afterwards, that could still fit within the Chilah. I think Gemar Din is the time when it becomes
meaning, you think that maybe the Koveya for Gavr Katila, the Inyan, the Chiyuv Misa for someone who kills him, it was when you become Vadai. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's interesting. Possible. I'll say it like this. And the idea of like being Koveya Bar Chiyuva based on certainty, again, it makes a lot of sense within the realm of Hazama, where we're explaining it's all about, are you being Masel? Right? If you're certain, the Nidon will become Chayiv anyways, so that from a perspective of Hefsid, there's no Hefsid. So that makes sense to say that Mahalach, that the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva is certainty of the guy becoming Chayiv, in the realm of Hazama, where the Mechayiv is all, have the Zomim been Masel? When it comes to the, you know, the Ptur Gavr Katila, when you kill this Nidon, it seems that it's much more of a formal, has there been a Psak Din? Right? So that's why, even if you're willing to say that, so I hear why you could say that, but I think it's more mistaver that the Koveya for the Gavr Katila status, I've never seen that, it seems like the Gavr Katila status when it comes to, well, if someone's being chayav misa for killing a guy for ketila, seems to be tied to, like, because fundamentally he's been subject to chayav.
Oh yeah, but like, yeah. Let's say if you kill a nefel, right? Because we assume that because it's not considered a bar gam because it's gonna die, you know. So therefore, if you kill a nefel, you'd be.
Yeah, but it sounds like in the sugas of guy for ketila, when it comes to bar, but machteres rodev, it sounds like it's very meaning. We have to look into it together, but like my impression was when I'm doing the sugars in Sanhedrin, that's much more like a formal status. Not that, oh, we know he's going to die, but it's that, oh, because there's been a psak din, there's been a gemar din, now he's formally chayav misa, that's the kovet. That's my impression. But I hear it as a read, but again, my impression of God for ketila to be poter the horror sounds otherwise, but it's a good horror. Yeah.
Couldn't you just pull what Tosfos Shan said about how it's possible to have a chasher azama? So we'll say that this is still in band number one, and we're saying that we're not really sure that it's vaday until there's a gemar din, because until there's a gemar din, there can still be a chasher azama. Meaning it's still more likely. Once we have a gemar din, though, we're sort of more confident.
Over time, that even in the second line of the ode, he's told.
Even in the second line of the ode, he's still saying it's much more likely before a gemar din that we're going to have a chasher azama.
Yeah. Sound like he's saying that? Well, it says va'od sha'aser lahargo achi gmardino. I think like the simplest read of that line is that therefore what? That's a simon that the fundamental shas chi of misa is chalik gmardin. We'll read the Tosfos Shan in a second. It's I think anything else again unless you say what Yitzhak was saying that oh there's a consequence of what he's saying earlier right? You're saying this is therefore. That's a possible read. Again, I don't think that works as well with the bigger picture of God for Ketila. But yeah, that's my thinking. Was there Akiva? Did you have your hand up before? Okay. So good. Just so in light of this read, again, it could be that Kveger is reading Tosos like Yitzhak is. But in light of this read. It's just, interesting that Kveger doesn't just offer his alternative, but explain like why does Tosos not say this? Again, Rukveger is commenting on the second Tosos, and in that second Tosos, it happens to be that when Tosos in Dimas of Achin is bimachalik to the realm of explaining why Mammon is different than Nefashos, there he doesn't bring this other Chiluk, doesn't explain according to the second Mahalach about the fundamental Shas Chiyuv. So again, why Rukveger is commenting on that second Tosos and says, oh, you could have clearly explained Mammon differently. Again, obviously, his kasha on Tosas would be much weaker if Tosas in the earlier, in the piece before, does adopt this the second Mahalach himself. But it could be that Kveger, interprets, let's say, something along the lines of Yitzchak, that this Va'od is a more of a consequence. Although, then the Va'od is a little strange.
Yeah.
And Va'od sounds like he's giving it something else. It is what it is. Okay, so again, first, I think, so again, in the realm of the Rishonim, this first, the second day in Tosos, also, please, could, I think the Pashas is adopting the second Mahalach that, Kveger, made famous. And Avidan, who is the other, other Balei Tosos who seems to say this in one of the Deos? Tosos Shans. Okay? So Tosos Shans is a similar presentation to Tosos himself. Eitan, do you see it? Do you have it in yours? Or no? The old one? Mordechai, do you have it? Or also no? Tosos Shans? And the Tosfos Tosfos sometimes they have it?
I think so.
Yeah,
that's a Talmud, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, he's actually the Talmud.
Chadosh has it.
Talmud also has it, yeah. Yeah, they have the Tosfos Tosfos, yeah. Kinesov from Tar B'Chachma. Once the little Hadar did it, all the other Gemaras had up. Follow suit. So, Tosfos Shams in Dira Masl Chin Le'inyin Kinas. Again, the beginning is a similar presentation of Tosfos. Exactly, when it comes to Mammon, as long as the Eidus came after the supposed Maisa, it's already kicked in, the Baruch Yuva status already kicked in. Because you don't need the same level of Trisha V'Chakira as the Fashos. Therefore, by Mammon, even already at the Shas Maisa, right, there's a curve of the Vaday that the Nidon become Chayim, so you weren't mafsed him in any way because we know it's coming. Oh, now there's the key for our purposes.
So the Ode, the Mechayev Shapir Mammon Alpiv.
So what is that? What is he saying? First translate it and then explain.
That if he could have been Mechayev to pay Mammon based on if he's Moda.
Exactly. Sounds like Hodal's Baldin. By Mammon, there's an idea of Hodal's Baldin. Mashen came by Knas and Nefashos. Question is, what's the Sheikhus? So, anyway, what does Tosos seem to be saying, Yosef? No? Any idea? What is Tosos? What is therefore could be a simon too? Exactly. Right? So I think that the simple understanding of the second day up is that this chilik of Hodas Baldin working by Mammon, in the context of Knas, you have Modeh B'Knas being punter, right? That chilik is a simon to when the fundamental Shas Chiyav is. By Mammon, the fundamental Shas Chiyav is already the Shas Maisa. So remember, the Chiyav was already generated by the Maisa itself. So as long as you are Modeh that the Maisa took place, so then you're being Modeh to the pre-existing Chiyav. But when it comes to Knas and Nefashos, where the Maisa doesn't generate the Chiyav, the Chiyav is only generated by a Gemar, by a Psak Din, by Beis Din. So if you are Modeh, that's not going to generate the Chiyav, because who cares that you're Modeh, that the act took place, right? That you actually did Tzvicha Mechira, or you actually did Geneva Shvichayev Kepo. You actually did a Ritzicha. It doesn't matter. Because by Nefashos and Knasos, it's not about whether the Maisa took place. The Chiyav requires a Psak Bezin, a Gmardin of Bezin. So again, the second day of Tosos Shams seems to be parallel to the second day of Tosos. Again, both coming from different simanim, right? Tosos is focusing on, whether there's a Chiyav Misa to kill the Bar Katala. Tosos Shams is focusing on whether there's a Hodas Baldin, different realms. But they all seem to be getting to the same point. They're all simanim, right, to whether there is a fundamental Shas Chiyav already. Again, back to Yitzchak's point, in line of Tosos Shams, right, a lot of times you can from the Tosos Shams, that can sometimes shed light on what Tosos himself is doing. Again, it would make sense to read them together. In both cases, they're giving simanim, indications that the Shas Chiyav by Knas and Nefashos is triggered by the Gemar Din, but the Shas Chiyav fundamentally by Mammon is triggered by the Mais. Fine. So here you have second day in Tosos, and you have second day in Tosos Shas. There's also another Tosos elsewhere in Shas, which also, helps shed light, hopefully, on that second day in Tosos. Where's that other Tosos in Shas, where Tosos also seems to take this approach? Tosos Baba Kama. Anyone have a Baba Kama? All right, Baba Kama, Ayin Dalid, Amud Aleph. So here Tosos, again, we'll get back to the context, later, but for our purposes, the Gemara is a line that when it comes to Knasos, right, that the Gavra, or the Bar Chiyuva status, right, is only Chal at the Gemara Din. So Tosos is just trying to understand that line. Why is it when it comes to Knasos that the Bar Chiyuva status is only Chal at the Gemara Din? We're going to see that this Tosos is going to reject the first day in our Gemara and offer in the second Mahal. You have it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
In a time, you shouldn't eat.
I don't say the pshat is like the first mahalach that what?
That the bar chiyuva is totally on whether I'm going to be moda or whether
or not. Exactly. That the,
end up being
the bar chiyuva status is only chal gemar din. Because kodin gemar din, there's this potential for moda b'knas pater. Remember, according to Tosos and Rashi, the pshat in knasos for why it's totally on gemar din, nothing to do with, Edom coming, it's just that it's a suffix chiyav, because there's a potential of modeh b'knas pater. It says, don't say that pshat, because why?
Yeah, I feel with Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, Gavra, is still
the Amr l'kam.
The Amr l'kam and modeh b'knas, Gavra kol Edom chayav.
Edom
chayav. If there's a dos bal din, and then they're Edom, then you're chayav to pay the knas.
Exactly, he's saying, because of the sugya, he wants to explain that even Shmuel is going to agree to this yisod, but Shmuel takes the teeth out of modeh b'knas pater, because as long as Edom come later, right, as long as Edom come later to mechayev you, that's going to undermine the modeh b'knas. So therefore, when the Edom zomim come, right, and are testify that this guy's chayev, right, that's going to undermine the modeh b'knas, so therefore, there ends up not being any factor of modeh b'knas to create a real something. So therefore, there must be. So again, the koveya of Gemar Din, a bar chiyuva can't be, oh, before it was suffik and now it's vadai, because of modif kinas, that doesn't work for Shmuel. So what's the pshat rather? So hacha kevan. Oh, so much more fundamental is that at the gemar din, that's when the chiyuv is chal. So again, this Tosas Baba Kama seems to align with the second day in our Tosas, in the second day of Tosas Shas, to say that the Koveya for Bar Chiyuva is when the Chiyuv Knas fundamentally is Chal. Yeah?
I don't know the Tosas of Friday. Is Rabbi reading Amma B'din as the Koyi that's in Rarda?
One more time?
Doesn't Tosas use Lashon Amma B'din?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Koyi
was... Yeah. The Amma B'din is going to lead to the Gemara. Yeah. Exactly.
Couldn't that be Edos?
What?
Couldn't Amma B'din be Edos?
Couldn't that be the tires? The inner Shmuel and the Nafkamino, they're still Hamad B'din prior to the Gemara.
I believe the Gemara here is talking about Gemara B'din now. One second. Oh, actually, the Gemara. She used the Lashon of the Gemara is Amma B'din. Okay, so you're saying in light of the Shmuel's Ha'ara, that's interesting, Lashon.
I think it quotes there the Tosas Lam Gimel.
Yeah.
I think in Lam Gimel he talks about Edus.
Talks about Edus.
So.
Okay, interesting. So that. Okay, so I have to go back to the drawing board about that. Does that mean? So it means the Koveya is the Shas Kabbalah's Edus. So you think it could be still within the first Mahach? Interesting.
Or another
Mahach. Yeah. What do you have?
Maybe
you could shave what would be the Koveya of? What would be the Koveya of? Why? Yet.
Maybe.
According to the first Mahalach, it makes sense, because once you have Kabbalah's Edus, you know for sure that it's going to be Chai.
Yeah,
so one more time?
Only at the point where it's Niskala Adavar, because there's been Edus, now like everyone knows about.
But why would that be Koveya, the Bar Chiyuva, the part of the Zomer?
Because at that point they would know about the fact that there's an upcoming potential Bar Chiyuva. It's almost like it's almost like using the same idea as the first chat. Just
not
saying that the time slot would be when there's actually.
So you say it's not just about like vados, it has to be some like public.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like there will be a wrinkle on that. I have to think about that. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Isn't Gemardin sometimes referring to the cooperative? That is the Shas Gemardin.
I think Gemardin is when the Bezin actually Paskins. Bezin.
Yeah. Just Gemardin.
Yeah.
Very Gemardin is
it? Yeah. They combine the two. Interesting.
The reason why I have to meet the Gemardin is because we compare it to Edos.
Yes, let's look into that. Yeah, really, really, this is an interesting, you know. Okay, good. I didn't pick up on this. This is great. Depending on what you say about Arya Sa'ara, so I guess if that would, you know, I guess determine whether the Tosas could be within the Kivayeg Mahalach, right? So if you think the Hamad Bedin is what generates the Shas Chiyuv, so then you can say even that Tosas is saying that the Koveya is the fundamental Shas Chiyuv. If you think that they know that the Shas Chiyuv is not Chal to the Gemardin, it's a Chilik between the Gemardin and the Hamad Bedin, they might have to align this either with the first approach or some version, you know, thereof. Okay, good. So now let's get to the lumdus of the second mahalach, right? So basically, pointed out from a lumdus perspective, the first mahalach made a lot of sense, right? Because if hazama it mechayev of edim zomim is that through your original edus, you tried to be mafsid the nidon. You tried to get him chayev in something that he shouldn't be, and he wouldn't have otherwise been mechayev. So then from that perspective of being mafsid, right, the nidon, it makes a lot of sense to adopt the first mahalach. But, right? So when, you know, when the point hits that we know for sure that the Nidon will be chayev even without you, so then Bar Chiyuva, the Edom Zomim, will be putter because the guy was going to be chayev anyways, and therefore the Zomim were not mafsid the Nidon in any way. But now the question flips on the second halach. According to Rabbi Eger, you know, the Gra, these Deos and Tosvos, that the Koveya is not the point at which that you're sure that the needles are going to be chayiv, but it's rather the Koveya is the fundamental Shas Chiyuv, right? So the question is, then what then is the Lamdus of the Ptur or Bar Chiyuva? Let's highlight the question by, with, you know, fleshing it out with, like, with Rav Shmuel's Nafkamina, right? If, let's say you have the case, right? You come up with a case where there was the Kabbalas Eidus, you had the Jewish V'chakira, but you don't yet have the Gemara Din. So again, you have the Kabbalas Eidus, the Jewish V'chakira, but you don't yet have the Gemara Din. So at that point, right, according to the second Mahalach, right, there's no Ptur of Bar Chiyuva because the fundamental Chiyuv has not been Chal. But yet, because there has been the Kabbalas Eidus and Jewish V'chakira, you are sure that the Nidon will become Chayiv. So there is no Hefsid. The Edom Zomim are not being Mavsid, the Nidon, in any way. But the second Mahalach is going to say that in the end of the day, the Zomim are still going to be Chayiv because the fundamental Chayiv has not been Chal yet. Right? So the question is, why, according to the second Mahalach, is the Koveya the fundamental Shas Chiyuv? In the end of the day, there could be a case where even though the fundamental Shas Chiyuv has not been Chal yet, we are certain that the Nidon will become Chayiv, and therefore there is no Hefsid. Right? So the question is, if Hefsid is not the Koveya, so then what is?
Is this the question of just formal versus, if the Din is formal or practical? And the Rabbi Hivir Mahalach, so Rabbi Hivir Mahalach is very formal. It needs to be Alpidin. It needs to be Alpidin, a Gemara Din.
But the question is, what formal din does that affect? I mean, I'm just asking positively. What is the mechayev of the Edom Zomim? According to this, it can't be the hefsid that they attempted, right? Which is the pash pshat. So then what is it? You're right, it's formal, but what?
The mechayev is without a gemar din, whether or not.
No, that's the exception.
This is whether or not there was a gemar din.
Whether or not with a Gemara Din,
as long as there wasn't.
That's negative. Once there's a Gemara Din, so then you don't have the Mechayev. But what is the Mechayev, positively?
Kasher Zaman? Meaning, like...
It's true, but like, what is the Mechayev of Kasher Zaman? Pasha's Kasher Zaman is like, you were trying to be Mafsid the guy. Kasher Zaman Las Lachiv. Pasha's is that you attempted to be Mafsid the Nidon. That's the first Mahalach.
But Mafsid the Nidon means giving him a punishment.
But in here, you didn't end up inflicting any punishment on him that he wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Making get the punishment earlier, I guess before.
No, at this.
No, I'm saying because the Gemara didn't.
Oh, is that so clear? You never know based on your edus when they're going to end up, you know, doing the Gemara then.
There's a lot of lines what Akiva was saying, but it's a halachic seida. So even though practically he would have been killed, halachically, he didn't have the status of someone who's chaimis, and you tried to give him that status they didn't already have. So it's more like the formal, like he was saying.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, the thing that I just don't really get is that, like, so when it comes to the case of killing, right? So then, meaning they're not gaining anything. Like nothing's changing. So by them saying that he killed on a different day. Well, let's say with the case of Mamun, why do we assume that it's the same case? Meaning, can't the Edom Zomim be bringing up fundamentally different case?
It must be a case where it's for sure it's either or. Right. It must be the case, like, you know, the guy only had like 100, meaning the halva only took place at one point. Because otherwise, like you asked yesterday, manach rates, 100%. Like, the guy doesn't have two lives, but he can have two sets of hundred. Right. It must be a case where they say, for sure, what you said didn't happen because it happens earlier. Yeah.
In the case of when there's already a chiyuv, then you basically know shaykhus to the din. I mean, at least if there was no din, at least you're granted you weren't needed, but at least you're mitzarif to the eventual punishment. You didn't add anything because you know
the guy's gonna get the onish that you attempted to give him.
But at the end of the day, when Bezdin calculates comes up with the Gemara Din, you were part of the Cheshvan in that you were another Eidus.
We already had Eidus for it.
No, but you were still part of the Eidus. As opposed to if there's already a Gemara Din and now you come, then you're not related to the case at all.
I think if you look carefully at the Netziv has a different focus. The Netziv, I mentioned it by Rafi, what are the big words in the Netziv? Not Hafsid. Eidus Sheker. If you look very, very carefully at the Netziv seems to say, l'shitaso, that the Koveya is not the Hafsid, the Koveya is rather the Eidus Sheker. I want to define what Eidus Sheker is in a moment. If you look closely at the Netziv, we'll explain in a moment. Right? That's why I was holding off the beginning of it. Yitzhak, would you mind reading the beginning of it? Oh, that's very important, right? That Edom Zomim will only become Edom Zomim when they are defined as giving Eidus Sheker. Oh,
lafuke.
But if there already was a Gemar Din, then... Oh, is the key. Once there was already a Chiyav Misa, formal Chiyav Misa, then it comes out that Lo Hi Idu Sheker. So what I think that Netziv is getting at is that according to the second Mahalach, that the Mechayev is not the Hefzid. Mechayev is rather the Idu Sheker. And we're going to... Right? And we have to see that if the Eidus Sheker is defined in a certain way, so then when the fundamental Chiyuv was already Chal, it's not defined as Eidus Sheker, and it's only considered Eidus Sheker when the fundamental Chiyuv was not Chal yet. Yeah.
Is this because like it doesn't register in Beis Din? It's low Tov Simbo, there's not
Kabbalah Zedas. Okay, so let's just... Yeah.
Would Moshe then say he was so
slow? Slow. Before we're getting fancy, I want to explain it, and then we'll get, because we're running out of time. Let's just go through it. So, for the second Mahalach, right, we're suggesting now, based on the Lashon of the Netziv, that the Mechayev is not the Hefzid, Mechayev is rather the Eidus Sheker. But how, then, do you define what Eidus Sheker is? We're going to present right now that theoretically, right, you could have defined Eidus Sheker for the purposes of the Mechayev of Hazama in three different ways. But only the third way would explain all the Halachas. Okay, so again, we're going to present right now three different ways to define the Eidus Sheker, which is the Mechayev of Hazama, and only the third way of defining it will explain all the halachos. The Netziv mentions one of them. The Netziv in the next line says, Umitzad Asvara?
Yeah, Umitzad Asvara, Hayaroi Umar, Dafil Ludin Mardino, El Shabemes Hargas and Efesh, Gam Biladai Dusam, Hariloi Eidus Sheker.
So what are you saying? He's saying, okay, once I determine the Mechayev of Hazama is the Eidus Sheker, so then Netziv says, option number one to define Eidus Sheker is that Eidus Sheker is only when, the Eidus Sheker is all about, right, the Maisa Avera. And therefore you would have said, as long as the Nidon committed the Maisa Avera that you accused him of, right, it's not going to be Eidus Sheker. So the Netziv says, within the realm of Eidus Sheker, right, the first way to define Eidus Sheker is all about the Avera. And as long as the Nidon did the Avera that you accused him of, that's not considered Sheker. But, says Netziv, that can't be true, because Aval,
Eino kim b'mishnah, Sidan hu b'hinerogim.
Exactly, right, the Mishnah in our Sugah clearly says that Eidim Zomim can be Chayer for Eidus Sheker, even if, right, the Nidon did what you're accusing him of. In the case of the Mishnah, he's even going to be chayiv for what you accused him of. So again, so option number one that Netziv mentions is that to define Eidus Sheker of when you accuse this guy of a certain Avera, did he do that Avera? Right? And according to that definition, but then in all cases that the guy, the Nidon, did the Avera, you'd be Pater. And we know clearly from our Gemara that as long as you gave, right, as long as you gave the Eidus before the Gemara Din, even if he ended up doing the Avera you did, or even if he did the Avera before you gave the Eidus, it's still considered Eidus Sheker. So scratch option number one, that the getter of Eidus Sheker is all about whether he did the Avera in question. Option number two is that Either sheker is literally that not only the avera has to be true, but all the details have to be true. Timing, place, etc. Either sheker, shizuka mashmo. They're only going to be chayev, or and you're going to be chayev, you're going to be chayev as long as your edus wasn't completely true. That can't be the din either, because then you'd even be chayev if you testified falsely post bar chiyuva, post gemar din. Because at the end of the day, right, even if you gave your edus after the gemar din, right, you said that the ritzicha took place on Monday. That's not true, because the ritzicha really took place another time. So again, so option number one is that edus sheker is all defined in terms of whether the avera took place. That can't be true, because then you would even be putter kodem gemar chiyuva, kodem, you know, bar chiyuva. Option number two is that edus sheker is all about all the details. Everything you said has to be correct. Time, place, ma'aseh avera. That can't be true, because then you'd even be chayev, even if you did it post gemar bar chiyuva. So rather, what is the gedder of edus sheker? Right? The gedder is, right, focus on the totsah of your edus. Right? Whether the totsah, whether the chiyuv generated by your edus at its time, was that true or not? If you look very carefully, according to the Netziv, that's what he's saying. That the bar, right? He says, Hari lohi edu sheker, shaharei hu chayev misa. The gedder of edus sheker, which is the mechayev of hazama, is that the totsah, right, which came out of your edus, was that truthful at the time? So the answer is, if your edus came before the fundamental chiyuv was chal, so then it was edus sheker. Because at the time that you gave edus, you said, he is chayev misa, he is chayev kenas. Called the bar chiyuva, that is incorrect. So that's, you have edus sheker, which generates a totsah, which is incorrect. But if your edus came post gemar din, so then it's not edus sheker, because even though your details were off, the totsah of your edus, where you say he is chayv misa, is true, because if it's acharei bar, meaning according to the second mahalach, the koveya bar chiyuva is when the fundamental chiyuv was chal. So as long as the edus came after the fundamental chiyuv was chal, so that's not considered edus sheker, it's edus emes, because the totsah of your edus is true. So in short, and I'll take questions in just a moment, right, the lumdus, again, in short, so the lumdus of the first mahalach is that it's all based on hefsid. The lumdus of the second mahalach is that it's all, that the mechayev is all based on edus sheker, with the gedder of the edus sheker being, did your edus incorrectly, you know, create a totsah shelo kedin? If your edus created a totsah which is in line with the din, then it's not edus sheker. But if it created, let's say, a chiyuv, which is not true, so then it's considered edus sheker. Yeah?
Does that explain my question that I thought about? On the moment, because the totsah of your edus
is correct.
It's still correct. It's still also mamon. That's why there wouldn't be a problem by maybe not be.
Oh, even if it's like Mamon Achris?
Even as Mamon Achrisi. It's the Totsah, it's still the exact same.
Yeah, but I guess your question is, why is there even Mamon Achris?
Right, okay.
Or why is it a proof that you're... I mean, the Mamon Achris is fine, but the question is, why is it a proof that what you were saying was wrong? So you're saying at the end of the day, because... I hear you're saying. Because you're saying at the end of the day, that the focus is on the Totsah, is on the Chi of being generated. Yeah.
Wait, how does this understand the Mishnah on Vavim Beis, where two sets of Edom are looking through two different colors?
Yeah, because there, you're being made, right? The Edom Zomim were being made, that this guy was Chayiv Misa, before the Gemar Din.
Yeah, no practical effect on kids.
It doesn't matter, but that's the whole point. It's still Edos Sheker. The second Mahalach is saying is that the Mechayiv is not whether you're mopsed the guy. Again, this is our Naf Gemita case, right? Right? You know the guy that Nidon is going to be chayev. At the end of the day, because the Shas Chiyuvo didn't happen yet, when you gave your Edus, and the Totsah of your Edus is that, oh, this guy is chayev Mamon, or sorry, not Mamon, this guy is chayev Knas, or chayev Misa, and that is incorrect, that's Edus Sheker, you have a chayev. It doesn't matter you're not mamzer because the guy's going to be gonna get that onesh anyways. It doesn't matter. Bishaito, at the time of your edus was edus sheker because the totzah of your edus was incorrect. Yeah.
But we were saying that maybe in this case that maybe we look at it as that like a mistake was made. Meaning if you're testifying that the same guy killed the guy who the other edim believe that the other edim saw was killed, so maybe it's not that he's coming with malicious intent to kill Reuben, but that the edim just mistakenly said Monday instead of Tuesday.
Yeah. So again, edim zomim archayv even shogeg happens to be. But again, it would only be a case where, again, mistaking Monday and Tuesday, which might sound like it's not a big deal, because of Drusha B'Chakira and because of Azama, it ends up being a big deal. And therefore, Edom have to know going in. And when they're giving Edom, they can't make a mistake about the day. Because that's going to subject themselves to Chazama.
So
although, like, you know, not knowing, oh, what's the big deal? Monday, Tuesday, you just got it. Answer is like, no. If they were really honest, they would have checked their calendar and checked what day it was, knowing that that's going to be the Jewish Chakira.
So then what was the whole point of this case anyway? I mean, why, what strategic advantage is there to the Eid Zomin, to do this?
To do what?
I mean, what's the point of trying to get the Nidon killed by saying it was Monday, as opposed to the Nidon ultimately being killed from it being on Tuesday? I mean, what are they?
I'm saying, end of the day,
what do they stand to gain from this whole case?
You think this guy's gonna be killed anyways?
I'm saying, yeah. What are the Edom Zomim adding by changing the date?
The point is that they gave Edom. They gave Edom. They didn't really witness. They claim that Reuben killed Shimon on Monday. That's not true. They weren't there on Monday. So just because, you know, they weren't there. So even if there were other Edom who actually saw it on Monday, because they were b'makom acher, when they gave that Edom, it was Edom Sheker. When you say this happened, you're saying I saw it happen.
So you didn't
see it happen. So you were Malcolm Acher.
So that wouldn't it make sense if we gave Malchus for the lost day of Bolson Arecha Chagar being.
That's his old saying. But the whole point of Azama is that you get the onesh that through your Eid Sheker you tried to. I mean, and you were saying even according to the second Mahal, Machayev is Eid Sheker. Still, the onesh of Kasher Zomim is that the onesh is not on the Eid Sheker. But it's through your Eidah Sheker what you tried to, the onus you ended up trying to. Okay. It's 1:15, so we're going to stop here. We'll take up a couple questions, and then we'll pick up tomorrow on some of the general evidence for this Yisod about Knossos.